forever. Dog.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment.
With Kat and Pat.
What period are we in?
We just decided that we're all going to be in a period piece, including Pat. And Pat in a period piece is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I mean, it's like in a full gap crew neck. Like, what period am I in?
Yes, everyone else is in a hoop skirts, ball gowns, corsetry. And just...
You understand, Natalie and I would look amazing in period wear.
Oh my God.
And I would look confused
with
in period
with the sleeves, with the little frills. We should just do the favorite. I mean, we just need to do
the favorite. Wait, can you talk about this outfit really quickly? Tell me where everything's from.
Okay, so this
and whether
top,
or not it's rented.
This top is Olivia Rose the Label, which is my favorite thing in the world right now because all of her stuff is like this.
Okay.
I have this right now in two colors, and I'm literally just saving up to get it in more colors.
I'm finding it on Insta.
Because it's everything that I want. Olivia Rose the Label. It comes in like dress form as well. Also, like,
oh my God.
Yeah. It's like so beautiful and Baroque insanity. It's so good.
Natalie, are you a rentress?
I'm such a rentress. Okay. Yes, I convinced Kat to do it.
She's your sire.
Kat, vampire lingo.
No, I'll get fully like track jackets.
It's so fun
all the time from there. The skirt is rented.
I'm always wearing at least one rented item.
Wow.
And who's this by?
I don't know actually.
It's beautiful.
You have to know now.
Oh, I think it's Astr, A-S-T-R.
There's some brands that are just like, what?
Yeah, there are some brands that are super fancy and great. And then there are some brands that I'm like, okay, Rent the Runway. Don't do the Slate and Willow bait and switch.
What is
I know
that?
Slate and Willow is just Rent the Runway's like generic
are you
line.
Serious?
It's like fully like Nordstrom brass plum.
Oh, I hate
like,
that. Oh my God.
I don't know what that is.
You know what's cool is that I know tomorrow morning I'm going to Nordstrom with my mom.
Yes.
Because I'm flying home today.
I bought underwear at Nordstrom Rack last weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
A sound just happened.
Well, you know this building is haunted.
Yes.
There's two ghosts in that chair. Now, we owe it to our listeners to answer the question that I sort of so bravely posed.
Yes.
You're on Twitter. You're working. You're waitressing. You're tweeting.
Yes.
What happens? What explodes?
So I, like, as a joke, tweeted, like, what if you used Yelp just to review...
Yes.
Dates, the place for the dates you went on there, because part of my job as a hostess was to look up all of the open table and Yelp reviews and send them to the manager.
Oh my God.
That was part of my job every day.
Oh
and
my God.
So many of the Yelp reviews and stuff would be like, went on a date here. Like, he couldn't eat the hamburger. Why is this pertinent to the discussion? Why is it germane? And so I was like, why don't you just cut the middleman and just talk about your date on it? And I was like in a long-term relationship at the time. So I just reviewed dates that I had gone on like in high school and college.
So good.
And it was like never for small like mom and pop places. It was all like Regal Union Square,
right.
The Cozy across the street from Regal Union Square, like all of those type of things. And that went sort of viral and like... outlets picked it up and then picked it up as like she's going on dates in real time and reviewing them and just completely misunderstanding the thing. But that was like the first deal.
And I want to say,
yeah, that made me think of Catherine's recent headline.
Oh, well, I was going to say, I remember reading those before I knew you and being like, this girl is so fucking funny and genius. I thought it was genius. What you made me think of is that the. I just realized that. So that went mini V.
So that went mini V. And
mini V and
my current boyfriend, I was like just seeing during that period. We were just hooking up. And so like he saw that happen. And then.
Did he love it? Did he get scared?
Oh, yeah. Well, he loved it at first. And then I think he got scared by it. But then it was also like that went away and that. Was such an isolated thing. Like I really thought the first time I was like, wow, my whole life is going to be different. Hollywood will call. And they simply did not. And so then I just got like even more depressed and weird after it. And then we had been like hooking up for like 6 months or whatever. That's and so then long. We had a conversation where he was like, okay, like we can't do this like secret thing anymore.
Why was it secret?
Because both of us had just gotten out of, when we started hooking up, we had both just gotten out of very long-term relationships.
Can you talk about your long-term relationship really quick?
And I have a question too, which is how many boyfriends have you had?
And who is your boyfriend? Three long-term. three long-term boyfriends.
And who do you count?
Who do I count? The boy who broke my heart in high school, the Yale. Long-term,
and then the now.
Yep.
The spectacular, and then long-term, beautiful now.
Long-term was... we started dating sophomore year of college.
How did you meet?
He was in Adler, but he wasn't in my group. And he was just like the sweetest. He was like the only. Actually, we had this like amazing meet cute where he just like choked me. And I was like, how did you know?
You dated a straight actor?
I did. But yeah, he was just like the sweetest human being alive. And we were together for like 4.5 years. And he dealt with me. Like, I was psycho at Adler.
That's
I was
so
like full fledged insane. We would get casting. And there was one year where like we got casting and I was playing a male Shakespeare clown role. And he was like the lead of the show, like the romantic lead of the show. And I literally like got up that morning, saw the casting and was like, I have to go. And I like went and walked around Tompkins Square Park and cried by myself. And he was like, Natalie, what's going on? Like he was just like the most supportive, lovely person. But then we were together
four and a half years.
We were together so long. But by the end of it, we were like, we're just friends that sometimes kiss on the mouth at this point. Like we've grown up.
Isn't that always
together.
The story?
That's every straight couple.
Yeah. So
why did we stop fucking?
I don't know.
Yeah. So
I don't know why y'all.
But like we both,
you nasty freak.
We both just. It was sort of mutual, but also he's much nicer than I am, so I had to sort of be the initiator of it. I feel like I would have, for him to break up with me, I would have had to like fuck someone in front of him and also someone else that like saw it, that saw him get cucked so that then he would be like, Natalie.
This is on the record now.
that's how
it happened.
That is how it happened.
You would have to hook up with someone else in front of him and a reporter for the New York, for the New York Star carries paper. And
don't talk down to us.
I went through a weird thing last night where I was, this is after kind of my animal attack episode. I started reading the Wikipedia page for Carrie Bradshaw.
No, that's dark.
I know.
Oh, I love that, actually. I would totally do that. I'm so fucking crazy like that. I would do that. I wouldn't even care. I would do that and I wouldn't even talk. I would just be like, I did it. I wouldn't even have to talk about it. I love it so much.
I love the kind of language that like, I love to like read like a really familiar thing in Wikipedia language and be like, yeah, I guess this is true in this weird robot way.
You describe it. It feels like it got translated into another language then translated back.
Carrie was known for her like,
yes.
One fan referred to her as an icon. It's like,
oh my God. You've never
she
been
on
heard.
TV Guide's a list of 9 best TV women. It's like, okay, cool.
This voice. Maybe he can do a period piece. Okay.
Madam, your slippers are here.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I remember being absolutely hurt. My school, my Trinity Regional School.
Great.
Grades K through 8. Like about 50 kids per grade.
Small. We're talking small.
We're talking that size.
Honey, we're talking small.
And grades 6 through 8 did a play every year. Like every grade did their play and then like the big, which was just called Spirit Day, and that was kind of like a stupid play. And then like every year, social studies teacher, Mrs. McNulty, the late Mrs. McNulty, I'm crying,
single tier.
She once held it. She liked me a lot, but she didn't get me. Like, she once held up a project I made and said, this is Pat Regan in a nutshell. Brilliant, but so messy and sloppy. And
well,
like,
she's not wrong.
I know. I know. And,
Mrs. McNulty, queen. She
called
it. I know. She was like, yeah.
That's how I describe you when I go on generals.
Yeah. She's.
I have that presentation.
She was big in like religion, talking about how like it's okay to be gay, but you can't act on it.
Cool. I think that's actually cool.
You should like become a priest or something. Yeah.
That's healthy. Yeah. You should become a priest. That is. Oh.
She said that.
Oh, God.
No, I shouldn't talk.
Not the way.
That's what she believed, and we have to respect that. But she.
She's awesome.
No, she did like.
I really did such whiplash of thinking she was
a queen,
a legend.
No.
And then just being
well,
like,
maybe
no,
edit that.
Unfortunately.
No, that was just all she knew. She was a queen. But
okay, so on the record, Miss Signal was a queen.
Was a queen.
She was later disgraced because. Her pants fell down while she was teaching. I shouldn't have said that. It wasn't in my class, but it spread through the school. She was, imagine in seventh grade, Miss Minaldi, she was a strict teacher. Imagine. How do you get up and go to work the next morning? I'm sorry I said that, but we have, but ethically we can't edit that
How
out.
How far down?
I don't know. I mean, the rumor mill. I was just like, she taught seventh and eighth grade social studies. Happened in seventh grade class when I was in eighth grade. It was like, it was the bell rang. People were rushing the hallway. It missed me all these pants while she was teaching.
Oh,
anyways, she directed the sixth, the grade
so
six
good.
Through eight play every year, which every year, for my 3 years, they were No No Nanette, Once Upon a Mattress, and
No No Nanette.
My eight.
I won't. No, you said that so fast. No, no, no.
I brushed over. No, 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 no. A deep cut. I would have expected like guys and dolls. Like,
I know.
No, no, no.
So, and then
high school shouldn't be allowed to exist.
Eighth grade. This was elementary. This is middle school.
No.
And so then eighth grade. My eighth grade year.
No, no, no.
My eighth grade year was the 10th year they brought back the play, and they did the first play they ever did, which was
The Crucible.
The Sound of Music. The Crucible. The Sound of Music. And in eighth grade, it's kind of a thing where, like, everyone gets a part if you're an eighth grader.
Uh-huh.
And I will never forget the look in. You had to sing for the audition. This is the last time I sang. First and last time I sang.
No, I saw you sing at Larry's show.
Stop.
And it was incredible.
Respect his relationship to singing.
You don't have to like me, Natalie, but you will respect my relationship. So, you don't have to like me. You will respect my relationship. So, anyways, you had to sing Doe a Deer. And I remember singing it. I remember Ms. Minaldi, who liked me, I remember seeing her face when I was singing. I remember being on stage singing Doe a Deer, a Female Deer, the name of the song, Doe a Deer, a Female Deer. And just seeing her face like drop. And
disgust.
I was like, didn't get a part at all. And for eighth grade, I was a pioneer to not get a part in eighth grade.
Well, were you a stage manager?
Like a Nazi.
Like a headset?
No, like, I was like in chorus.
Oh, casual Nazi.
Yeah.
Sure. we
Nazi, but make it fashion.
They made real swastikas for us to wear.
That's which, awesome.
But we did.
That's really great.
But we did. Incredible. We did not understand what that was. And I remember like, with my on breaks, like going to the deli
no.
with my friend, like just
no,
wearing a costume.
Your costume.
Yeah.
Oh no!
But anyways,
oh my god,
there was one non-singing point part, the butler, which isn't in the movie, which I kind of clocked, and then and they didn't give that to me even. They gave it to my friend Brian, and then they gave me, there was some extra lines they were throwing in towards the end of rehearsal, and I was a Nazi, and they gave me a couple lines as a Nazi, and then they took away the lines because I sounded too friendly as I was saying them. Oh, I was just so excited to have lines.
You're
so
warm.
I was like, where did they go? About the Von Trapps. And Mr. Jones was like, actually, you can't say anything. I finally, my third year doing the play, as a Nazi, just standing on stage after the Von Trapps left. I was like, where are those kids? Let's find the kids.
Get them back there. We gotta hang.
Wait, let's search.
Literally, Bratz movie acting.
Bratz movie acting.
Bring back the Bratz.
Bratz movie acting is my whole entire
creative process. I would love to see you in a Bratz movie.
Oh my god. Honestly.
Where did they go? What the fuck, guys? They're gone.
I just thought that was like, we're so lucky to have you.
Yeah. Oh, God.
But anyway, so that's my relationship with butlers, is how that started.
No idea.
Long-term relation.
Yes. So then we broke up. I started hooking up with Nico like the next day.
And you guys met at a workshop?
Nico is one of the hottest names.
I know.
It's
he
really hot.
Is a writer. And so he had seen me in something before and asked me to do this like workshop of his show, and he taught me music the first day, and it was like just the two of us.
Oh my god.
And I was like, oh wow. Because I thought that I was like full Liz Lemon by the end of my long-term relationship. I was like, I'm Liz Lemon, I don't like sex.
Yes.
That's just part of my story. I don't have a libido.
Oh my god,
and then I was like sitting with Nico at the piano, and I want to fuck so badly that it is hurting my spirit and soul.
Yeah.
And and so then we hooked up. We're like dancing around each other.
Wait,
not on the piano.
At the rehearsal?
After. Like right after.
What'd y'all go do?
It was like after it was like a quick rehearsal thing where like he taught me the music, and then the next night was the show. And we did the show, and then everybody was just like at the bar across, and it was that thing where like we're sort of like looking at each other the whole time and like waiting to talk to each other, and then everyone started filtering out, and then slowly it was like just us left. And then he was like, I'll walk you to the train, and like walked me to the one train and like pushed me up against the subway, like, but in a hot way, because he knew that we were making eye contact, and I was like, yes. And then he pushed me up against the wall and kissed me, and it was amazing. And then we started seeing each other, but we'd both just broken up with our significant other, so we were like, we're gonna keep this secret because it would feel weird to be open about it. And also, I think we both went into it being like, this will be 3 weeks. But
famous last
just got on, just got on really well. And then, but then 6 months passed, and then we were like sitting in the park. And we're like, how should we proceed from here? Like, I feel like we can't keep doing this secret thing. And he's like, well,
you're
what do you want to
like
do
every day?
Yeah. He's like, well, what do you want to do? And I was like, well, and we had said I love yous.
Oh my God, this when is did you say I love you?
We said I love you like 4 months in, and both of us were very embarrassed about it.
How
and
did it happen?
Like, he had been away at some like writer's retreat, and then he got back and he like said some joke or something that was so stupid, and I was laughing so hard. And then I was just like, oh, this is so, I love you. And I like could not look at
him.
That's
so sweet.
And then he didn't say it back immediately. And I was like, I'm so stupid. And that was dumb. And now this is done. And then like an hour later, he like I said something dumb and he said it back to me. And it
That's
was very
so
cute.
Sweet.
It was very, very cute.
I had a memory of the first time I knew you. I'm at it's Pride.
Cool.
It's Pride.
It's Pride.
I'm at Joe's Pub. I'm watching it's a show where you were absolutely blork out.
Oh, stop. I don't want to talk about that.
I see this fucking hot guy. And I'm like, who is that? And someone's like, oh, it's I was like, is he gay? And he I thought he might be gay because of his silhouette, because he was hot. And someone's like, no, that's Natalie Walker's boyfriend. And she's like, and someone's like, that's Natalie Walker. And I was like,
and that's how you entered into Pat's consciousness.
And then I was immediately obsessed.
Wow.
Not because you had a hot boyfriend, because then I looked you up, and I was like, she's so funny.
Oh,
but I was like, give
good
the boy.
Save.
I was
good
like,
save.
Give the boy.
Give the boy.
I know the boy. It's so I offer him freely. But
so
then
you said
we're
I love
like,
you.
Yeah, we had said I love yous, and so then we're like sitting in the park a couple months later, and we're like, well, what do you want to do? And I was like, well, I love you, and I want to be with you. And he was like, I love you, and
I don't.
Sometimes I want to be with you, and sometimes I want to be alone. And I was like, fuck. And then I was like, well, I guess I guess it's done then. Like, I think you should be alone and we'll just like figure it out. I don't want to ever feel like I am running after someone trying to make them want to be with me. Mm-hmm. So we ended it there. But then like there was a year of just like dancing around each other where we would not talk for like a month. Yeah, it was like, yeah, it was about a year. It was like we would see each other at like an event and text and then like not talk for another month, and then we'd like hook up every like 2 months, and then I would always leave and be like, oh, this sucks, and I feel so sad, and I would go on dates with people that I just did not care about and would be like checking my phone to see if Nico texted me, and like ugh. And then finally I was like, I can't keep doing this. I'm blocking you on every platform. I like texted him and I was like, I'm so sorry, this seems psycho, but I don't care about seeming cool anymore because I'm never gonna get over you if I don't do this, so like I can't give you any access to me. And I blocked him on everything. And then at the end of the summer, he like had no other way of contacting me. So he like, I also blocked his number. And so he sent me an email that was like,
oh my God,
I want to figure this out, blah, blah, blah. And we met up and talked everything over. And now we're together. But during that time was when I went viral for the Alta video. And he was like, I had to see your face all the time.
Good, bitch.
Because then the next thing after the dating thing was around Christmas time, I did a video that was just that Alto 2 part that I did in high school of All I Want for Christmas Is You, which
so funny.
Only has a tangential relationship to music. And and turns out like little high school girls that are singing the Alto 2 part in their choir like run Twitter. So they so that was like the biggest thing. And then even before that I started doing the audition videos. It's all been like, if you have something on like the internet, it makes me feel so gross like talking about it. But it's like the main thing is just to not become known as like oh, you're the Alto 2 girl, or like, you're the Yelp date review girl. Like, sucks, because that was never what I wanted to do.
Yeah, I get that.
Like, social media for me has always been in service of like trying to
sometimes I feel like things. That even with this pod, where I'm like, I want to be a writer, I don't want to be like a pod personality, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. So, well, you're also such a brilliant comedian.
Thank you
like,
so much.
So...
I wasn't fishing. You have to believe me.
I just think you're one of like the
You wanted this to become this.
I think you're
you
one
this.
Of the funniest people on stage. Like,
thank you,
you
so
just
much.
Have one of those presences where you can say anything and it's hilarious. So the fact that you are also saying the funniest things is above and beyond.
I appreciate that. But I'm speaking to the same thing of like, it's hard to feel known for one thing.
Yeah. And so you become just like, I need to prove myself in other things and make things that are very different and not targeting the same audience all the time. And yeah, so.
So then we
got back together, and now we've been together since then. And like, really, it's been so good.
That's great. When was that?
Like September 2018. No, 2017, because it's been a while. Yeah.
So isn't it so beautiful?
Yes.
That it worked out for you.
That it worked out. Oh, if it hadn't worked out, I would have been so mad, because people gave me all the right advice all along. If I had just blocked him from the beginning, it would have been great, because I think I would have just like gotten over it.
Yeah.
But like, everyone was giving me the good advice to block him and like stop talking to him, and I was like, okay, but like, also he needs to know that I care about him, because then he'll do the grand gesture. If he thinks I don't care, then he won't do the grand gesture.
It's so hard.
He did the grand gesture,
and so I had to, well, he did it, but only after I blocked him. I thought I had to keep him in my life, because I was like, I don't want him to think that I like don't care.
It's hard to play those games of like,
this is the first time
managing your own emotional engagement, but also like not being hurtful to someone that you care about, but also like wanting them to realize like, well, this is how I feel, and like all that stuff. It's difficult to navigate.
It's time. Who were you? No. We've basically done this.
Yeah.
But just like in a brief way, who were you? Who are you? Who do you want to be? I feel like we did who were you, but we can do with who are you.
And we can definitely do who do you want to be. Because I want to know, because I feel you're someone who could truly do anything.
Do and be anything.
And I so what do you want to be?
Like a jack of all trades.
You are a jack stress.
Yes, master of none, though.
Not true.
I like knew this question was coming, and I still did not prepare an answer.
That's everyone's
experience. She's a multi hyphenate.
Yes, I'm a multi hyphenate. Just a performer, writer. Generally a supporter of women.
Style icon.
Oh my god. Yeah, I got accused of like not supporting women the other week, because I like got upset that someone like basically did my idea on the internet and like didn't credit me.
Yeah.
And then like they apologized and we worked it out. But then like I saw them post a thing that was like,
it's hard
when like women think that we have to be in competition, because, and I'm like, no, this is not my internalized misogyny. Like, I am obsessed with
this is you plagiarizing,
like, amplifying women's voices and shit. But anyway, who do I want to be? I want to be Catherine O'Hara. I want to be Catherine O'Hara, Parker Posey.
You can so be that. You already are Catherine O'Hara.
You're Parker Posey.
All that.
But the fact that you're also such a brilliant writer on top of the
command
of performance,
I need to figure out how to write
a script.
Catherine, are they like, hey, we'd love to see a script from you at some point? And I'm like, cool, me too.
I would love to see a script from me.
Every day. I'm in a place right now where I'm actually being paid to write a script that doesn't exist, and I have been avoiding it for months.
Oh my God.
I haven't even started. Maybe bleep that out. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm in a place where I'm being paid to nanny, and I'm also trying to have a script one day.
Yes.
And that's also hard.
Look.
It's so hard to write a script.
Yeah.
You know what's easy? Essays, poems.
Oh, yes.
Tweets.
But also,
tweets are so easy.
Essays aren't that easy.
They aren't. They're when you read them, they yes, I understand.
Yes.
But they're more pleasurable to write. I enjoy that so much more.
Yeah.
Do that.
Writing a script is hell.
Then write essays.
Can someone put me in a movie?
Yes, that's what all I want. Whenever people are like, oh, where's your script? And I'm like, I don't want to do it. Yeah. Just put. That's why Catherine O'Hara is like my ideal track, because they put her in the thing and then like she can punch it up. And I've heard Julia Louis-Dreyfus does this too.
Oh, she's the queen.
Where she can just like punch up on Veep.
Yeah.
She like can see the script and be like, okay, I will kill this and be brilliant. And then like, if I can think of a funnier way to say this line, then I will do that.
That's
that
the
is my ideal
totally.
Track. I don't want to fucking write it. For myself.
People don't realize
the
it.
Thing is,
people
though,
don't realize
I, know, I know that my saying that means that I absolutely have to do it.
Yeah.
People don't realize that Catherine O'Hara punched up Home Alone and the original script just said Kevin. And she was like, what if, it'd be
what if we added
Kevin!
A exclamation point?
The script said that's Kevin.
Kevin just wistful Kevin? Off into the middle distance.
That was a stage direction.
Kevin.
Kevin.
She's like, no, I'm going to do Kevin!
I think the original line was, oh, Kevin. She said, scrap the O.
Take out that O.
Keep it crisp.
Cleaner.
Make it a
Kevin,
shower.
It's cleaner. Yeah.
Yeah, you can totally do that.
That's what I
It's
want.
Already happening. Wait, can you talk about the show you're in right now? Because I don't know about it.
Sure. Yes.
And when can I see you in it?
Oh my God. Well, I don't have any more dates anymore. I have no idea. Now I'm just waiting to do a thing where I get to be in it all the
when
time.
When does the run end?
April 7th. And it's a show called Alice by Heart that's written by the people who wrote Spring Awakening. So it's Duncan Sheik and Steven Sater, and then this woman Jessie Nelson,
to
who
Spring Awakening.
Co-wrote Waitress. Oh, so addicted to Spring Awakening.
So it's fucking still, good.
I really like begged my dad for onstage tickets because I knew that John Gallagher Jr. would see me on stage and immediately want to fuck me. Like, I really thought that was gonna be my life.
But he is the sexiest man. He's up there with Adam Driver for
isn't
me.
There a lot of
yes,
gay? Isn't
so
there a lot of gay.
So unhinged and bad.
So fucking
like,
hot.
He's not gay. John Gallagher Jr. Jonathan Groff is gay. John Gallagher Jr. is straight.
No, I know, but is he married?
But there's a lot of gay.
Oh, he might be.
He seems like a married.
He does seem like he was married.
He's, stop. There's gay in the play. He's not gay. He wants to fuck us.
Yes. He is our shared boyfriend.
I
love an unhinged boy.
I'm so horny.
Yeah.
No one in this town can fuck.
Everyone in my life used to be.
It's so hard to find someone that can fuck. It really is.
I even and found someone, and then they freaked out.
I can't.
He
fuck.
Needs treatment.
Natalie, can you fuck?
Oh, I can fuck.
I can.
You
fuck.
Know she
I can
fuck. Yeah.
Absolutely fuck.
Yeah,
I know for a fact.
I truly can't, but I don't care.
Do you come on the inside?
Do I come on the inside? No,
I
not
can't come
really.
On the inside either.
I can't.
I'm just going there with our guests and asking
I can.
Them.
I can if I'm like really drunk. Or high because
really
then
drunk.
I'm not as in my head.
Yes,
wait, I've heard
if
that
I have to be out, I have to be totally like not in my head.
Totally
at all.
Knocked out.
Yeah, I have to be fully passed out.
guys, this is one life hack to make your girl come.
Just knock her out.
It's problematic.
Yeah, I have to be so relaxed because I'm just in my head all the time.
Yeah, I've never.
If I'm too stressed out, I like can't fuck. At all.
But I think totally.
There's like, I can fuck, but I can't come, which then like makes guys feel bad. And then I'm like, no, this like feels good. It's just that I'm not going to be able to like reach the next level.
I love when I don't even like I'm in that place, but I still can come. But it's like a joyless come where I'm just like, like, I'm like, okay, yeah, I did it. Like, let's move on.
Oh my God, that's me masturbating.
So it's, same.
Yeah.
When I masturbate, I make no facial expression. Yes. I make no sound. I'm just like,
yeah. I think that
when I'm actually fucking, it's like a performance, and part of the performance is what turns me on. So it's not faking it. It's just like performing sexuality is like very hot to me.
Totally.
But then like if I'm just like jerking off by myself and I'm just like,
I know.
Okay, we're done.
Like
And usually not to porn, usually to fully the chaise lounge scene from Cruel Intentions.
Wait, literally
like, over and over.
Same.
Down boy.
I so think that it only really matters if
she's lounge.
I'm finishing the sentence if I die.
Whoa,
doing it.
Cool! You
started
me.
This sentence over 40 times.
Yeah,
because we were having a moment.
I know.
Like, let women support women.
I know.
Go.
I know. No, I don't want to say that. Doesn't matter. I did try to. Have, this is a separate thought. So
no,
you're never getting that sentence.
Look at me, Pat.
No, you're now. There's too much. You know,
are you actually mad at me?
No, but
say
there's
it.
Too much buildup.
Fucking say it.
No, I'm not saying
you
it.
You stupid. I'm choking him against the wall.
I tried to have sex in the shower.
It's horrible.
Ago.
Don't
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, it was what we would call kind of in 2019 an epic fail. But I
there's no way for it not to be. It's horrible.
The shower,
sex is disgusting.
The shower pressure was too hard. It was hitting me in the face so hard.
Yeah, when it's coming down. At you like bullets.
Yeah,
it's coming down at you like bullets. For women,
bullets.
Like it is licking all of the moisture from your body.
It was
actually
bullet,
weirdly
honey.
So like it's no, it's bad.
And then it actually and it was the saddest sight ever. It ended,
hashtag it
also
was
it's
bullets.
Like getting in your eyes.
It literally ended in me.
It's
me,
so unsexy.
It ended up in like him having already come, me lying down in the bath, no water on, just jerking off while he stood there. And it was kind of thing where it was like the joyless come. No. I'm like, now I have to come because we've started having sex in the shower.
Oh god.
It was bleak. Yeah. It is my pilot. Thank you. I wrote a script.
Oh no.
Opening scene.
Wow.
But what I was gonna say is that I think that it only really matters if one of the people can fuck. Because then it's like it only takes one person being able to fuck and then it's good.
Whatever you need to tell yourself.
It's at least good for the person who can't fuck to fuck someone who can't fuck. I can't speak for the person
who can't fuck. Yeah,
I'm getting
yeah.
so horny. I'm having sex on Monday.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah,
you don't know. You sketch. don't count your chickens.
I won't count my chickens, but I think that I'm having sex on Monday.
I'm pretty sure you will.
Thank you, guys. Thank
I
you.
Believe in you.
Do we have crushes?
Also, you're going to do that like... that thing where you don't wear makeup for like a week, but then you put it on for the first time and you're like, oh, I'm stunning. I'm the hottest person in the fucking world.
So what I haven't told listeners is that I've had a cold and I'm trying this new thing where I'm alone in my life. So I spent the last week completely alone, no makeup, no alcohol, really like trying not to eat late at night, sort of really trying to take care of myself. I bought a guitar. So, you know, I'm sort of like flailing.
Oh,
away.
Yes.
I bought a guitar. I'm not wearing eyeliner.
Come on, Zoe.
And exactly. And so now I'm coming to this place Zoe. Where I've earned like a hot fuck date.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
what I think I'm getting on Monday.
I'm in a place where I've been trying to do intermittent fasting, but this is going to be my first day, but I forgot and I had a banana mm-hmm. at a Quest bar this morning.
Well,
it's hard.
There's
to
always tomorrow.
It's hard when you wake up to remember you're doing intermittent fasting.
Yeah. You have to have a note.
You're doing intermittent fasting, you stupid bitch.
Yeah. Have a background on your phone. You're doing intermittent fasting.
Written in blood on my ceiling. First thing I see when I wake up.
I used to have a phone. My phone background briefly was a Psychology Today article on how to stop overeating.
How to stop not doing intermittent fasting. But the intermittent fasting, I feel like, how many times in one calendar second can I say intermittent fasting?
No, here's our new warm-up. No, intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting.
No, intermittent fasting.
Are we going inter or are we going inner? Inter. Intermittent fasting.
Intermittent fasting.
Intermittent fasting. No, net.
I think that before no, net. Miss McNulty gave the cast a speech where this was
her pants fell down.
Oh my god!
This was the whole speech.
I laugh because I have a. I tell you why I laugh because I had a similar moment in which my middle school music teacher was on the choir bus trip and she lifted her arms up to like put something on the top shelf and her shirt came up and everyone freaked out.
But I think the whole speech was her saying this about no. She's like, "We're gonna do great. This is a cute play, okay? This is a cute play, Grease." Is not a cute play. It's the music is great,
no.
But it's not a cute play. This is a cute play. His all right, let's kill him.
It's almost as if, it's almost as if you were sent. Like the one of the things God gave you is an insane memory, but that stopped after, like when you turned 18. Yeah. No, it stopped when you entered the real world.
It stopped when I started absolutely flooding.
Oh, because
my
of drugs. Yeah, that's right. Oh, cool. But now we're making new memories. We're all grabbing a baseball bat like in backyard baseball.
Yeah. Wait, did you play backyard baseball on PC?
Yep. Yes.
Pete was such a fast runner.
Yes, he was.
Pablo, such a good hitter.
Who
Keisha, such a good hitter.
A crush of the week.
Okay. My crush of the week is Sonia Morgan's hair extensions.
Cool.
And that's my crush of the week.
Love it. Natalie? Mm. No, Natalie Walker.
No.
Interpretive testing.
My crush of the week is this like little baby Jimmy Awards.
Oh my god.
Jimmy Awards.
Is this a really cool baby.
Jimmy Awards from 2 years ago. It's a really cool baby. Like from the Jimmy Awards 2 years ago, Jimmy Awards, Catherine's brother, participated in this like Tony's for high school theater. But there's this boy named Antonio Cipriano who was in it 2 years ago and is now I'm doing a concert with him. Next Monday night and we've like been in rehearsals together and he's just like a little angel and Kat is looking him up right now. He has the voice of an angel.
I need to know.
He's so cute. Like is like the guy from To All the Boys I've Loved Before that like the internet is obsessed with, but like he can sing.
Okay. Oh, huh. But yeah. make it sing.
You know what? No, actually is he straight?
He is straight.
When a straight guy can sing, I've learned that it's actually really bad for everyone involved. Yeah, I am sort of, I know I'm sort of harping on something. I'm sort of dancing around something that listeners might not be aware of, but I, for the first time, was seeing someone who had a better singing voice than me, and I didn't like it.
Yeah.
That person had a better singing voice.
He had a really good singing voice.
I don't care.
I guess what? I don't care either. And yeah. I, on the record, wish him the best. Okay. So what I will say, my crush of the week is my friend Ryan Jones, who came over not once, but twice to hang up my curtains in my new apartment.
Wow.
For the mere price of dinner and a flavored vodka.
I don't trust that.
Ryan Jones.
I don't trust that.
What do you mean?
I don't trust that.
We love him. We're very grateful. Amazing friend. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a guy. Look him up. Date him. And he's single too. Look him up and date him. And he hangs curtains because he's such a good friend.
Wow.
So I'm actually serious. Like, look him up and date him. Wait, should I say his Insta handle? Maybe I'll ask him if it's okay.
No. All right. Whatever.
Okay, stop being jealous.
I'm not jealous. I'm glad that your curtains are hanged.
Well, could you imagine a universe ever in which you came over to hang my curtains up?
Catherine, for you to make this about that is so funny. But in Pat, so many ways.
Just know your strengths and admit your weaknesses.
That's not what God gave me. God, you know, I'm actually glad that one thing God gave me wasn't hanging up curtains. No. And I hope this person loves that gift.
Gift.
Okay.
Now for our final segment of the night. By the night, I mean it is 11 a.m. in the morning.
It is fully 11 a.m.
Because no matter what changes in our lives, the one thing we absolutely demand is that we record this podcast at 10 a.m. on Fridays. Okay, really quickly. I know Natalie has to go. I know. Do you hate us?
No, not at all.
I feel like once again, every time I see you, I feel like we barely scratch the surface and that there's more to talk about.
I just want to have a lost weekend where it's just I know. Us.
Okay, weekend part two.
Yes, honestly, like I want us to be wealthy and mm-hmm. get a hotel room together for one full weekend, and we just sit and talk about literally everything.
Because
I feel
so
like
fun.
Every episode of this podcast that I have listened to, I've been like, I want to talk to Kat about that.
I know.
I want to talk to Kat about that as well. I must talk to Kat about this.
What about me?
Pat, you are also there.
Pat, know your strengths and admit
you
your weaknesses.
You are also in our period piece. You can come and be the butler in our hotel room, and then we'll go somewhere and you'll be like, where'd they go?
Where'd they go?
Here's what we need. Where'd they go? Yeah. Someone who listens to this podcast needs to write a period piece.
Yes.
A vehicle for me and Natalie Starr and Pat supporting.
And we punch up.
And we'll punch up.
We'll punch it
give
up
us the skeleton,
you.
Honey.
Catherine!
And we'll go. do it with Catherine.
Yeah. Catherine!
That's so good. That's his audition. Consider that audition. Pat, are you mad at me?
Okay. We haven't done Are You Hot?
Okay, I feel hot today, yeah.
I feel hot today. We'll do it quick.
Yeah, I'm very hot today.
Okay, cool. I'm not mad at you. I would never want you to think I'm mad at you.
Here comes the butt.
No. I can tell you think I'm mad at you.
I actually don't. Oh, I actually feel really connected to you.
Okay. I'm starving hungry. You know what I am? Hashtag Snickers, hashtag hungry.
Wow.
I'm Danny DeVito in a Snickers.
SponCon.
Intermittent fasting, out the wind.
I know.
Out the wind.
I even though I didn't do intermittent, imagine me on intermittent fasting, how hungry I would be. How Danny DeVito I would be, debarred from the Snickers commercial.
Friends of property, you're Danny DeVito.
I don't support women. I'm
because he's hungry, because he's Snickers, because he's Danny DeVito, he's Danny DeVito.
If Snickers calls me out for saying Danny DeVito, then they don't support women. To borrow from kind of Natalie's journey, and now I'm borrowing from Natalie's journey. Is borrowing, it's giving back. It's this is kind of this circles we're swimming in.
We are all one.
I'm not angry at you, you stupid bitch.
Great. Natalie, are you mad at me?
Could never. Okay. Could never be.
I hope not.
No, really, no.
I would really fear to be on your bad side.
Yes, you should. No, actually, honestly, like. You would be on my bad side if you like fucked over someone that I love. But
yeah.
If you did something fucked up to me, I would just try to make you love me for like a solid two more years. I would just like really try.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I will never hurt anyone who you're close to, but someone you're close to has hurt me. Well, she's like, please stop talking about this.
I know.
All two of you. Oh, three even. All three of you are like, you need to let this barely relationship go. And yet I insist on talking about it at all times.
Catherine, are you mad at me?
Thank you for stopping me. am I mad at you? No, I feel more connected to you than ever. I feel like we had some good quality time last night. It's so funny. I laugh because
you love laugh and love.
This morning I said I don't want Shake Shack, and now
I'm dying.
I'm pining for it. I'm not mad at you. Natalie could never be mad at you. I think you are maybe the smartest, funniest, most talented woman I know.
That's.
I mean,
insane.
Who else?
And just patently false, but
who else
I
do we know?
Will take it.
No, who else do we know? I don't know.
Meg's sliding open the filing cabinet.
Yes.
You're so good at everything, so funny, such an inspo, truly. Showing if you make your own work, you make shit happen. And isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
And Natalie, I'm absolutely not mad at you. Could never be. I'm always so happy to see you.
I'm always so happy to see
you. You're my hero. You're my hero. Look at me. A hero lies in you.
He sang!
And you didn't get Do Re Mi?
Wow. I cannot tell you how many times I have tried to recite your tweet about how cell phone chargers are like... The housewives' children. Kids. Like, our cell phones are like the housewives' kids. I show it to everyone.
You know, I do that on stage to mixed reception, but I still do it because I'm an artist.
The funniest thing in the world
to me. I say, a girl's girl always lends her charger. And whenever a friend's phone is dying, needs charge, I lend them my charger no matter what kind of drama is going on between me and the friend, because I view my friend's phones as my nieces and nephews. And no matter... if me and my friend are fighting, I try, as a general rule, to leave the phones out of it, like how the Real Housewives do with each other's kids.
Yes, and that is an episode of Seek Treatment, and that is the end. Forever Dog.
Don't let me down.
Forever Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.